We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
CDC has new guidelines out for wearing masks for everywhere around the country to consider. To consider these guidelines and make determinations on local levels as to whether or not the masks are warranted based upon those guidelines. Right now, Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is saying they're not here, at least not yet. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rich, welcome back to KDKA Radio.
Good morning, Mangino. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. The issue of the masks, they're not here yet. In fact, you're quoted as saying, not there yet, but again, stay tuned. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, look, we've at the beginning of this month, we were in a really, really good place. We were averaging about 10 cases a day, which, you know, going back to the beginning of the pandemic was also almost unheard of. However, over the last every week, it goes up. It goes from 10 a day to, you know, now we're up to about 70 a day. So we've seen about a 6 to 7-fold increase in the cases. So we're still not anywhere near where we were in the fall, for example, or even early winter. But the trend is not good. I've heard you say this before. The issue is the unvaccinated people are causing this. And, you know, we've got over 70%, almost 75% of the adult population has at least one shot, and many of them have fully vaccinated. But if we keep trending in the wrong direction, at some point you may have to go back to where the unvaccinated people, and let me stress that, the unvaccinated people will be, you know, required to wear their masks indoors. And you're seeing that in other places around the country.
Are there hard numbers for us to be looking at so that we can understand that, yes, it's approaching and we can see for ourselves that you'll be calling for this soon?
Well, the CDC recommendations, and that, again, that's not a mandate from the CDC, but they're talking about these, I'll call them hotspots. I don't think that's the terminology they use, but high impact places, mm-hmm. Would be 50 per 100,000 population, 50 cases per 100,000 people in your community over a 7-day period.
Okay.
For us, that would be numbers in the 100 to about 150 a day, somewhere around that range. So again, we're not there yet, and hopefully we won't get there. I think the other thing we'll certainly take a look at are the hospitalization numbers and the fatality numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, both of those numbers have remained very low. Even as the case numbers have risen, the other numbers around hospitalizations and fatalities have remained low. Now, we also know from the past experience of when waves happen that those are lagging numbers. They tend to follow a couple of weeks later, a month later, mm-hmm. those type of things. So obviously we're monitoring that as well. The key to this is vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. It's a protection. It's a protection, particularly for these kids under the age of 12 who right now cannot get a vaccine because mm-hmm. it hasn't been approved for our young population. I equate this to allowing your kids to ride in your car without a seatbelt. None of us would do that as parents at this point in time. It's the same kind of thing. Don't go around your kids without being vaccinated.
Earlier, it was about wanting to do all that we could to make sure that the healthcare system wasn't taxed, that we had plenty of hospital beds, we had plenty of ICU beds in order to treat everyone. It seems as though we've moved the goalposts a bit, and you may even disagree with my use of that terminology, and that's okay, but it seems as though our goals are different now as compared to what they were before. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a fair assessment because I think the fear, the overwhelming fear at the very beginning of this, and we started to see this in certain places. I think New York City, some other places had this, where the hospitals were literally overwhelmed and people were being put in hallways, in parking lots. I mean, it was just that the system couldn't even handle sick people. So I think at that point, that was the number one concern, just because that was the most imminent part of it. But what we have seen throughout this pandemic is, as the science changes, things change. As vaccines came online, and three different type of vaccines, and how you get your vaccine, how many weeks, and the mask mandate has certainly changed, or the mask recommendations, I think, has certainly changed. And look, this is still a relatively new virus, only a year and a half that we've dealt with it. We in essence now have a second virus. I know we still call it COVID, and it's a variant, but it's almost a brand new virus. It's much, the Delta variant, it is much more contagious. It's also much more virulent. So particularly for young people, if they get the Delta variant, they have a much higher risk than they did with problems than they did with the original COVID.
Is this an issue where it's all about COVID-19, this Delta variant, or is it about collectively how we are handling it as a society? That if we were to have the vaccination rates where we would want them all to be as a goal, like President Biden established for July 4th at 70%, do you believe that we would be seeing these calls, these guidelines from the CDC, and yet now the considerations that you have to go through on a day-by-day basis as to whether or not to reimpose mask mandates if we were to actually hit those goals on vaccinations?
Absolutely. You're 100% right. If we got people vaccinated, if everybody was vaccinated, or we had a very high, I don't know if 70% is high enough, but maybe 90, 95%. If most people got vaccinated, mm-hmm. the way we all have is kids with smallpox, with polio, with some other, illnesses that we all don't even have to worry about anymore because they've basically been eradicated because of vaccines. And because back in the day, all of us accepted our medical professionals' information and recommendations to get vaccinated. There's something about this one that literally became politicized from day one, mm-hmm. and I'm going to lay it out there. It was the Trump Party that did it, and they're continuing to do it. And that's that last 30% that we're all having to deal with and live with. And those of us that are vaccinated, I mean, I hear it all the time when I go out into, and I get to see people now that we're opened up again. The frustration people feel by the unvaccinated is palpable. You could cut it with a knife how thick it is, how angry people are at the unvaccinated in our society.
Do you think they deserve them?
In many ways, yes, because they're putting the rest of us who have been responsible and doing the right thing in a bad place. So get vaccinated. They're listening to bad science, and I don't want to hear this both sides stuff. It's almost like saying, well, I'm not sure if the earth is flat or if the earth is round. You know what? We know what the science is on vaccines. They work. They are safe, and that's your risk is so much lower in getting vaccinated than it is if you are unvaccinated and put yourself, your family, and particularly your kids under the age of 12 at risk.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, Rich. Always appreciate it.
Good to be with you, man, Gino. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.